Oh my god, I am so ready for bed. I don't know about you, but my day was absolutely exhausting.
Is that why you're wearing the bed?
No, it's just you never wear that. So I'm just questioning why all of a sudden you're wearing that, not your normal pajamas. Is something wrong? Oh, well, I understand that, you know, laundry is a thing. You don't have to be a smartass about it. Come here. Okay, what's wrong? No, you're shrinking in on yourself, and I'm not. Look, I'm tired, but I'm not dumb or blind. Okay, just because I need glasses and my eyesight is horrible, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm blind to what's going on here. You always have, like, every part of you covered up, and I get that, you know, like, when we're out and stuff, that's your preference. That's fine. I know you're not gonna be wearing, like, anything that's either, you know, form-fitting or anything like that, but what's going on? It's just, you've never really, it doesn't seem like you're comfortable with me. Did I do something? Am I not doing enough? What's going on? No, come on. Tell me. Baby, I love you. Come here. What's going on? Now you've got me worried, and I don't, you know me, when I worry, I want to fix things, and I know sometimes you don't need me to fix it, but can I get something to work with here? You've heard my conversation. You heard my conversation with my friends. Okay. Which part of the conversation did you hear? Oh, the parts where I was talking about celebrities and people I find attractive. Right. When did you leave that conversation? Like, at what point did you stop listening? Oh, when I... Yeah, he's... Shamar Moore is hot. Oh, baby, come here. No, you're coming here. Now, if you had listened to the rest of that conversation, we had just been discussing, you know, all that kind of stuff, and my friends wanted to know why I fell in love with you. And do you know what struck me first? Like, what really hit me first when we met, and when I met you at that bar, was how you carried yourself. There was an air of quiet confidence. Like, you knew how to hold yourself, socialize, with that sparkling smile and those beautiful eyes. The way you moved, the way you just, it's almost like you floated around. And I knew I wanted to talk to you then. You make me feel things I've never felt with anybody else before. And even before we'd spoken, you were the most attractive person I had ever seen. It was like, it was just ethereal how you were, like, it was like you were glowing. Baby, I love you. Okay, you don't have to have a buddy like a supermodel. You don't have to have a buddy like anybody in the tabloids or the magazines or what the media says is beautiful. You are mine. I am yours and I love you. And I'm sorry I made you feel so insecure. You're my forever. You don't want to be forever, forever. You just want to be right now. That's okay, too. Nothing's going to change the fact that I love you. You're perfect and wonderful and there's so many things I love about you. The way you dance when nobody's looking. The way you run your fingers through my hair and up and down my back after sex. The way you cling to me when you're scared. The way you seek comfort in me. The way you hold me when I'm scared and when I need comfort. The way you know almost exactly what to say. The way you look when you step out of the shower with only a towel on and water is just running down your body. The way you look in the morning when you get out of bed. Bed hair and all. I love you. And yeah, there are celebrities that are absolutely gorgeous and that are stunning. But that's part of their job. The only thing I expect from you is to love me. And everything else is an extra. You being attractive, you being so sexy. When you're being all professional on the phone. Like when I call you at work and you're like, hi, this is... You just sound so sultry and it turns me on. You know how to push my buttons. You read me like an open book and... I love you no matter what. Okay? I love you. I love you! I don't know how much clearer I can be about this. Te amo, te quiero, 사랑해, 아이스트르, 마할키타. I love you. I'll say it in every language I know. Over and over again if I have to. I love you. And nothing's gonna change that, okay? Go put your normal pajamas on. This is too much. I'm not saying get naked. I'm just saying I want you to be more comfortable. And that does not look comfortable. That's an oversized tweed sweater. Yeah, see, it's itchy. Now get it off. Come here so we can cuddle. I have had a long day and so have you. The least we can do is cuddle our worries away. Come here.